Watch, GOP blast stems an ad about MLB removing All-Star Game from Atlanta. By Warner Todd Houston on July 12, 2021. The Republican National Committee has just released a new ad blasting the Democrat Party for supporting Major League Baseball's efforts to remove its All-Star Game from Atlanta over the state's new voting integrity laws. MLB decided to move the game from Atlanta to Denver in April after Democrats led by Joe Biden launched a campaign urging the league to shun Georgia after it passed its bill to clarify voting rules. "It was supposed to be Atlanta's night. But we were robbed," the Reverend Melvin Everson of Georgia says in the new ad. Democrats stole our All-Star game to push their divisive political agenda. "Politicians and corporations lied, while black communities got hurt the most," the Reverend continues. "Even though a majority of black voters support laws like voter ID. To Democrats, it's just a game. But we're the ones who got played," he concluded. Indeed, Biden's Justice Department chief, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, announced that the federal government intends to sue Georgia over its new law. "This lawsuit is the first step of many we are taking to ensure that all eligible voters can cast a vote, that all lawful votes are counted, and that every voter has access to accurate information," Garland said when he announced the lawsuit in June. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel appeared on Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow on Monday and noted that Democrats are straight out lying about election integrity laws like Georgia's, and that is one of the points that the new ad means to highlight. "I'm glad," the ad is, "going to play during the All-Star game because it highlights the hypocrisy of Democrats who really lied, including Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Stacey Abrams, Raphael Warnock. They told voters that these laws were racist. It's not true. The vast majority of voters, including black voters, believe that we should show voter ID, that we should have security at drop boxes, that we should have safety measures in place to make sure we safeguard our elections. And as a result, they caused the All-Star game to be moved from Atlanta to Denver, which disproportionately affected black businesses in Atlanta who lost $100 million in revenue from this event. They were looking forward to coming out of a pandemic. The first time they were going to have this in 21 years. And, so, we're calling them out. And we're going to continue to do this as they lie about election laws that are being passed across the country that make it easier to vote but harder to cheat, which every American supports." McDaniel added that Republicans are also up against big tech and the Democrat talking points that control the media. But McDaniel added that there is hope because the right is winning on some of these issues. To prove that, she pointed to Stacey Abrams, who suddenly has a revelation that she supports voter ID laws and says they shouldn't have boycotted the majority black city of Atlanta. "Most Americans are with us," McDaniel continued. "And they don't want to see baseball become political. And they don't want to see their products that they buy at the grocery store become political. Let us live our lives, and let us have an honest dialogue about these election laws." She added that the black-owned business in Atlanta hurt the most when the All-Star game was moved from Atlanta. Later in the interview, McDaniel noted that the GOP engaged in 58 lawsuits against election fraud in 2020, and many of those have set the base for making the 2022 elections more fair and open. On top of that, the RNC is engaged in another 19 lawsuits currently, and there will be many, many more, she said. "We just went against the DOJ in Georgia," she said. "We are fighting at every single level to make sure that the Democrats can't do what they did in 2020 under the guise of COVID and strip away safeguards to the election. We are shoring those up for 2022. Finally, McDaniel added that the GOP is looking closely at future fixes to rein in the untold power of big tech to take away the freedom of speech of conservatives through rampant censorship. McDaniel noted that the courts always side with liberal interpretations of election laws, so the fix must be through the law, not the courts. With these new laws, it's not going to allow somebody like Zuckerberg to come in and do drop boxes that aren't secure. Some of these states are really taking that on. And it has to be taken on legally and codified into law, so that's critical," she said. "Big tech has their thumb on the scale, they are supporting Democrats. We saw this throughout the election. We saw it even with our texting shutting down during the election, our SMS texting. It goes all the way to credit card processing. Republicans are being deplatformed on so many different levels," she noted. McDaniel did not specify exactly what fixes the party intends to pursue, but she did say that they are talking about this issue nearly every day, and she promised that more is to come on the matter. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.